Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak yesterday softened his opposition to a proposal to transfer control of the border crossings between the Gaza Strip and Israel to representatives of the Palestinian Authority government headed by Salam Fayyad. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice had earlier asked the Israeli government to consider relaxing controls. Tom Garofalo is the country representative for Catholic Relief Services in Jerusalem, the West Bank, and Gaza. He says there has been improvement in the security situation, though life for people in Gaza continues to be extremely difficult.
There has been a tremendous amount of conflict in the last couple of months. Fortunately, in the last week or so, it's abated somewhat. I mean, there's still rocket fire from Palestinian militants that are being shot occasionally, sometimes more than occasionally, and there is a steady effort by the Israelis to act against anybody coming close to the border fence, and so occasionally have Palestinians killed in that way. Lately, there have not been Israeli incursions, so things are better, at least in that respect. But, I mean, underlying all that extreme conflict, you have a steady deterioration in the quality of people's lives because of the long-term effects of the closure that has been in place since June 2007 when Hamas took over the Strip. And as a result, the border crossings are closed. So, you know, you have problematic access of humanitarian supplies, but generally humanitarian supplies get in. The big problem is there is no export income now in Gaza, and all the export-related industries, which are pretty substantial, are pretty much shut down.